22nd parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Talad. We learned previously in the fourth parak, the issue of Hatmona on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take something warm and wrap it up to preserve its heat. So there are certain situations that are similar to Hatmona. You take something and you either wrap it up in something or put it into another, to a liquid, to preserve its state, but it's not Hatmona. And that's the case. When Mishnah Talad will take above the Shulshihei Shoma, you're allowed to take a pot of food and put it into a hole in the ground, so to protect it. Over here, Lamaisa, it's not wrapped in anything, so there's no problem over here. Also, they want to protect it from being out in the sun, so it shouldn't get spoiled. So it's not the idea of Hatmona, which you want to preserve the heat. And the Chiddush over here is also that you're not concerned that if you let him put in a pit in the ground, that he's going to dig a pit. There's a ma'ala yofin b'royim b'shulshi yitzan. If you want to cool off water, you have some body of water which has some water that is salty water, bitter water, and you put a bottle of close bottle of cold water into this a bottle of drinkable water into this whatever salty or filthy water to cool it off. That is also not hatmona, because you're not doing it to keep it warm, you're doing it to cool it off. It's a tzayin b'cham b'shulshi yitzan. You could also take a bottle of cold water and put it in the sun to warm up. That's also not doing that to hatmona, because you're putting it in the sun itself, not wrapping it up in anything. Yeah, so there's no gzeira in any of these situations. That if you put something in something else, you're going to come and put the pot on cold. So far removed from the idea of putting kind of a pot into cold. Someone's walking and his garment got wet from the water. He's not allowed to squeeze them out, but he's ma'alas behem, ve'inu choshish. If I continue walking, we're not choshish, that's going to squeeze them out. And there's the hefem mishum kovet abriyas, that we let the person keep on wearing his clothing. There is a certain level of shash, he may squeeze out his clothing. When he gets into his courtyard, then he should take them off. In other words, they only permitted him as much as walking outside, not in his private domain. Then he could put them to dry out in the sun. If a loyken egged the he shouldn't do it in a place where people could see, because they can be chayshu that he is born to something on Shabbos. This is not halacha. The halacha is that it's an issur of marasai, and you're not allowed to even do it in your private areas.